நீங்கள் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
வணக்கம் டாக்டர் ஆறுமுகம் அழகப்பா.
வணக்கம். The problem though is my conversation Tamil is not as good as it used to be.
Understood. But please tell us, how do you feel about receiving the Order of Australia Award this year?
Look, I'm delighted that my home country has seen fit to recognize my contribution to the country and award me this Order of Australia.
The award description says, for significant service to medicine, to psychiatric healthcare, and to professional groups.
Yep.
How many years have you been serving the Australian community, and what kind of services have you been offering?
I arrived in Melbourne, in Australia, in 1971.
This is after the White Australia policy.
So it was still there when I arrived.
Okay.
So I chose to come here because we were in need of psychiatrists in the public sector. And the department recruited me to join the then Mental Health Authority in Victoria. And I wanted to go to the country area for a year to adapt myself to the country and to get familiar with the new country where I'm going to live and practice. So they offered me a job in Traralgon. My wife arrived about 9 or 10 months after I arrived, and we lived in Traralgon for a few months.
How far is that from Melbourne?
Say about 90 to 100 kilometers. There I was doing community work and was also involved in gradually rehabilitating long-stay patients.
Are you still practicing?
No, I stopped practicing 7 years ago.
And where did you get your training in psychiatry and basic medicine?
I qualified from Madras Medical College in Chennai. Then I worked in the public service for a year or so. And then I was selected to go into the All India Institute of Mental Health in Bangalore.
Were you born and brought up in Chennai?
No, I came from Chettinadu, Karavadi Padilla. I was educated in different parts, in different educations, from Gurukulam to Catholic to public sector education. And then I got the scholarship in Bangalore and completed my training and went back to my old medical school and the general hospital. I worked for a period of time, and then I got transferred to the then one of the newest medical colleges in Thirunelveli, in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. I was expected to be the head of the department and provide the clinical services and build up the department. At the age of 29, I felt I really wasn't competent enough to do the job, and hence I preferred to stay back in a larger city like Chennai to further my experience and consolidate that before I could take on a challenge like heading a department. So I then worked for a period of time in Keel Park Medical College, from where I decided that I needed to leave India temporarily or permanently because I just couldn't cope with the corruption. It was very hard to live in a culture where corruption was there at every step of the way, and it was in your face, and it was very easy to get corrupted yourself. And that's when I decided to leave India.
More than two-thirds of your life you have lived in Australia.
Yeah. Sure. And then we've been in Melbourne ever since.
What advice would you give for people who are listening to this when they are feeling trapped by this pandemic that had caused government to impose rules and restrict their movements and so on, as a psychologist?
It's a life-threatening illness, and it's a necessary public health intervention. As far as I'm concerned, most of the advice that we've had in this country has been pretty sound, based on non-scientific principles. But my advice will be, I listen to reasoning, I listen to the choices that I make. My choice will be, I'd rather be safe than sorry. And I would not want to be an agent who transmits the illness to other people. So my advice will be, please listen to reasoning and cooperate. Does that make sense to you?
Great advice. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Alagappa Arumugam. And congratulations again on winning the Order of Australia Award.
Okay. All the best. Bye-bye.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழின் ஃபேஸ்புக்.